power to shake the world, September 24. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. The commission that Christ gave to the disciples, they fulfilled. As these messengers of the cross went forth to proclaim the gospel, there was such a revelation of the glory of God as had never before been witnessed by mortal man. By the cooperation of the divine Spirit, the apostles did a work that shook the world. To every nation was the gospel carried in a single generation. Glorious were the results that attended the ministry of the chosen apostles of Christ. At the beginning of their ministry, some of them were unlearned men, but their consecration to the cause of their Master was unreserved, and under his instruction they gained a preparation for the great work committed to them. Grace and truth reigned in their hearts, inspiring their motives and controlling their actions. Their lives were hid with Christ in God, and self was lost sight of, submerged in the depths of infinite love. Jesus Christ, the wisdom and power of God, was the theme of every discourse. As they proclaimed the completeness of Christ, the risen Savior, their words moved hearts, and men and women were won to the gospel. Multitudes who had reviled the Savior's name and despised his power, now confessed themselves disciples of the crucified. Not in their own power did the apostles accomplish their mission, but in the power of the living God. The consciousness of the responsibility resting on them purified and enriched their experience, and the grace of heaven was revealed in the conquests they achieved for Christ. With the might of omnipotence, God worked through them to make the gospel triumphant. As Christ sent forth his disciples, so today he sends forth the members of his church. The same power that the apostles had is for them. If they will make God their strength, he will work with them, and they shall not labor in vain. Let them realize that the work in which they are engaged is one upon which the Lord has placed his signet. He bids us go forth to speak the words he gives us, feeling his holy touch upon our lips.